Michael Vick is getting a second chance to play pro football. After serving a year-and-a-half sentence for his involvement in an illegal dogfighting ring, the former star quarterback was reinstated yesterday by NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. The reinstatement comes with conditions and hinges on a basic question. Does any NFL team out there want to sign Michael Vick? Here's NPR's Tom Goldman.
Assuming the answer is yes, and we'll discuss that more in a bit, these are the conditions of Michael Vick's reinstatement. He can start practicing and going to team meetings immediately. He can play in his new club's final two preseason games, and Commissioner Goodell will decide by week 6 of the regular season at the latest whether Vick should be fully reinstated, meaning he can play in the regular season. The delay shouldn't be viewed as punishment, Goodell said, but rather an attempt to give Vick time to prove he can become reacclimated to the NFL with the right support system around him.
I do believe that this transitional approach that we've outlined for Michael is the best thing for him. Whether he makes it on the field for the NFL is something that will be determined on the field, but he has some big decisions off the field to make in the way he conducts himself.
Vick will continue working with the respected former NFL coach Tony Dungy, whom Goodell has asked to serve as Vick's primary mentor. Goodell suspended Vick in August 2007 after the former Atlanta Falcons star quarterback admitted financing illegal dogfights and helping kill dogs. Goodell said he would consider reinstating Vick if Vick showed remorse. Yesterday, Goodell said Vick did in recent one-on-one meetings.
The conduct that Michael engaged in was not only horrific, but it was cruel. We all certainly recognize that, and I believe after meeting with Michael that he recognizes that also.
And so back to our initial $64,000 question. Will an NFL team take a chance and sign Michael Vick? Sports marketing expert Mark Gannis thinks the answer is, in fact, closer to $64,000 than Vick's one-time whopper of a contract, $130 million over 10 years.
I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't get signed immediately. I would expect that he will get signed if he demonstrates in workouts that he has got his strength, his quickness, his arm strength, things of that nature. But this will be a low financial risk deal. He's going to have to prove himself again.
Several teams, including the New York Giants and Jets, have said they're not interested. But according to ESPN NFL insider John Clayton, Vick's agent's phone has been ringing. Mark Gannis, president of Sports Corp Limited, says the team that signs Vick has to understand that the player once touted as the future of the NFL will play a much smaller role.
No matter how good he is on the field, if he is able to return to his former glory, he can no longer be the face of any franchise in the NFL, or that team risks being ostracized by the public and the media.
People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals released a statement yesterday saying, in part, he has served his reduced sentence, but no child should ever look up to Vick as a role model. And for the sake of all the young football fans and all the dogs he electrocuted, drowned, slammed to the ground, and hanged, we are going to watch him like a hawk. There were no protests yesterday, but a PETA official said if Vick shows any lack of remorse or if he's flippant about what happened, the organization won't hesitate to organize against his new team. Vick said yesterday in a statement, "The last 2 years have given me time to reevaluate my life, mature as an individual, and fully understand the terrible mistakes I have made in the past and what type of life I must lead moving forward." Tom Goldman, NPR News.